us with his report on the track for racing at Swan Hill today. Well, we've got the eight races. Ray Huxley joins us to preview. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Nard.
Well, how do you find this meeting today?
It's pretty good. The Fridays we're used to the Geelong synthetic meetings. But we're going back on the grass today, and it's a pretty good meeting.
All right, well, the first race is over the mile. You can take out runners 13, 14 and 15. We've got a short price favourite, and it's the only one that's single figures, number 12, Savoy, at $1.55.
Yeah, well, that indicates the race entirely. There's nothing in the way of opposition for this horse, who has run a couple of very good placings recently on the synthetic at Pakenham and last started Geelong. It was a really good run. He should be winning. He's very short, but I go 12 from 4, 3 and 6.
12, 4, 3, 6. Race 2, 3-year-old maiden, 1,200. You can take out runners 3, 10, 13 and also 15. Number 1, Basil Brush, is at $8. $1.75 for Kaplamich. Then you go to $9.50, No Emotion, and $6 for Composed Legend.
Yeah, another one of Darren Weir's that's going to carry the punter's hopes here in Kaplan Pitch. It ran second to Rock Hard, its first start in the race at Seymour, and was only beaten a long neck. Rock Hard then came out and won his next start and then went on to win at Caulfield. So that form's very, very good. He had one more run on the wet track during the Warrnambool Carnival and ran a very pleasing second there. Went out for a spell, resuming today. Looks like he's got a bit of a future, this horse, and he might be too good for these. He's got the experience as well. 6, 14, 7, 5.
6 from 14, 7 and 5. Third race, 1,200. Take out runners 4, 9, 15 and 16. We've got number 1, Carbone. It's a first starter who's favoured 3.50. 4.24, Vibrato, down to 3.80, Forbid Me Not, and $6, number 13, Sentimentalist.
Yeah, because it's had the experience, I'm going with Forbid Me Not. It's been placed several times, only lightly raced. It resumed from a spell today. It hasn't raced for 136 days, but on what it showed last start, it's going to be very hard to beat here. Number 1, Carbone, it won a barrier trial okay at Cranbourne. Then we go to number 5, Vibrato. It's got ability, but it's got a shocking barrier. And maybe next best, number 10, She's Shuffling. 8 from 1, 5 and 10.
8 from 1, 5 and 10. We look at the 4th. This is over 2,100. And here we see number 1, a Merry Win at 290. 215 for High Frank. Inner Stride is at 8. 650 for Eden Eagle.
I like Inner Stride here at the odds around... very much value odds, I think, in a stride. It's had 6 runs back from a lengthy spell, and they've all been on wet tracks or synthetic tracks. The last time it raced on a firm track was here at Swan Hill in a similar race to this when he tried to lead all the way and was only beaten about at length and fought on very bravely, and that was in 64 grade. In 58 grade here, he looks very suited to me. He is a winner on the... He's only start on the track. And, a winner on the track as well as that second that I mentioned. And these top two, Merrowin won a very, very weak maiden last start, and High Frank hasn't won a race for 2 years. So at the odds, I'm going for the 3, the beat, the 2, 1 and 5.
So 3 from 2, 1 and 5. We go to race 5 over 9.75. There are no scratchings. We've got number 1, Zellamore at 7.50. Aldo's Gold is at 7. In a Minute at 2.60. Stolen Time's at 4. For Ben A. Amore at $7.50.
Yeah, I like In a Minute here. A very quick horse. Got the good barrier. That's very important over these 9.75 scampers. Won his only start here In a Minute over the 9.75. And with the good barrier, I think he can beat number 5, Stolen Time. He's got very good New South Wales provincial form. Very quick horse. Then we go to number 1, Zellamore. He mixes his form, and he's got a big weight, but he has won 6 races, so I'm including him, and maybe next is number 6, Varvena Moore. 3 from 5, 1 and 6.
So we go 3 from 5, 1 and 6. We then go over to race 6, where you can take out runners 3, 14, 15 and 16. 1 Free Willy at 6.50, 2 Set the Bar High 5, down to Bonneville at 4.60. Montevideo is at $8 for Born Magic, down to Savvy Star at $4.40.
Yeah, I'm going with the top one. He's a terrific old horse here at Swan Hill. He's trained here and he loves the track. He's had 12 starts here for 5 wins, 3 seconds and 2 thirds. So he's only ever missed a place once racing on the track. And 1,600 metres is his best distance. He'll roll along in the front. And, you know, at the odds, I think he's a terrific each way bet. Number 11, I think, is the main danger, Savvy Star. Only had the 2 runs at 1,600 metres and battled on very well last time. I think he's the main danger. We then go to number 4, Bonville. Good win last time. And number 2, set the bar high, 1.11.4.2.
One from 11.4.2, race 7. Here, the scratchings are 13, 14, 15 and the 16. 1 Captain California, 5. 2.40 Stylish Missile. Then we're down to $6 for Cheeky Reward.
Yeah, he's getting to a backable price now, Stylish Missile. She's a very good mare when she's in form, and her last run indicated she's ready to win. She hit the front probably a little bit too soon. Look, the winner was nabbed right on the line. This was a horse who won at Caulfield back in January in 64 class, and here she is going round in 58 class at Swan Hill. I think she's a good thing of the day. 4 to beat 1, 7 and 10.
So 4 from 1, 7 and 10. And then to race 8, the last takeout runners, 4, 5 and 13. Number 3, Snipes at 7. 3.50 for Diamond Diva. Yulong January at $2.20. The favourite who won on debut. And then you're down to Time for Tea, who's at $9.50.
I think it's a match in two, and I'm going for the one at the better odds, Diamond Diva. It was a good win at Pakenham 2 starts ago and then wasn't beaten far in a much stronger race than this at Sandown last start. I think she can beat the favourite, Yulong January, who was very good winning here on debut. I think one of the two will win, 7 and 8, ahead of number 10. Time for Tea, didn't have much luck last start. And then to number 3, Snipe, 7, 8, 10 and 3.
So we go 7 from 8, 10 and 3. What's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
My best race 7, number 4, Stylish Missile. I think the value bet is in race 4, number 3, in a stride to beat the two favourites. And for the quadrilla, the first leg, 1, 3, 5 and 6. The second leg, 1, 2, 4, 11. The third leg, number 7 only. And the last leg, 7 and 8.
Okay, Ryan, good luck with it. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.